fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Wednesday. It is Wednesday, the 31st day of January, year of our Lord, 2024. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Live broadcast begins at Republic Broadcasting Monday through Friday with my show, the John Moore Show. And yes, in fact, my show begins with the Pledge of Allegiance. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Prepper tip of the day, I've been giving this for at least a year or more, is to read the following book. I'll give the title twice slowly. It's a novel, on one hand. On the other, it's a novel with an index. You ever heard of such a thing? Well, it has an index. Here's the title, twice slowly. Patriots, a novel of survival in the coming collapse. The author is James Wesley Rawls. It's Rawles. I say again, the title of the book is Patriots, a novel of survival in the coming collapse. The author, once again, is James Wesley Rawls, Rawles. Great book. I've interviewed Mr. Rawls on my show several times. In fact, I wrote the original index for this book. He had to change it because for the next edition because the page count changed, but he did make use of my index, and it's a great book, and I highly recommend it. All right. Patient Wayne Greenham is my friend Chance. Chance is the proprietor of Simply Clean Foods down in the beautiful state of Texas, where all the food is non-GMO, much of it organic, and he has a couple warehouses full of great food ready for immediate delivery. Good morning, Chance.
Good morning, John. It is great to be on the show this morning. How are you?
Wonderful. There's a headline here at Natural News, Mike Adams, another Texan. The article states the following. Here's the headline. U.S. banks warned about pushing for ESG investing. It begins with a dozen Republican state agricultural commissioners wrote a letter to 6 U.S. megabanks, not informing which banks they are, informing them that pushing for ESG investing may lead to food price increases and impact food availability. They go on to say they criticize the bank's membership in the United Nations organized group called Net Zero Banking Alliance, which aims to finance ambitious climate action, potentially harming American farming and ranching operations by promoting an agenda that prioritizes wind turbines and solar panels over energy sources such as diesel fuel. No surprise to you, Chance, is it?
No, it's just another dagger, right? I mean, we've been dealing with this before even COVID started. Food shortages, food inflation, farms that are not producing for one reason or another. It's just, and it's an ongoing issue. And for us, we can't let these things affect our business. So, you know, John, we've talked about this several times. It's about planning. It's all about planning and relationships. And so we're very fortunate to have made some decisions early on to stock our coolers. We have a lot of food on hand ready to go. And I have some very exciting news to share with you. But before I do, headlines. Have you been following, John, the situation on our Texas border?
As much as I can. Do you have any updates for us? You happen to be in Texas, of course.
I do. So a friend of mine, I do a podcast with him, Doug Thornton, and Dave Hodges. If you have time, John, they just did an intel report. You can find that on YouTube. It's Invicta. But anyway, the situation is getting a little tense. There's now conversation coming from administration, a threat to arrest Governor Abbott, his lieutenant governor, and our attorney general. John,
yes.
Can you imagine if this current administration sends the military in to arrest the top three people in our government, in our state? It will not go well. I mean, at all. We're talking civil war. I hope it doesn't come to that. The Supreme Court, that Roberts guy.
Let's talk about the chain of command a little bit. The elected sheriff in any given county, assuming that elected sheriff maintains the original constitutional powers that elected sheriffs have in most of the 3,300 counties in this country, not all of them, but If the county, Austin is where the state capital is in Texas. I don't know what county. Do you know what county Austin is in offhand?
It's Travis County, and
Travis
they
county.
Are, and they're blue. They're very blue. Yeah.
Well, what's been attempted in many blue cities and blue counties is to have the sheriff no longer be elected, maintaining his powers, but to have that sheriff be appointed and have no powers of any consequence. So, if that's the case there, then what the governor would be relying on would be the, or at least what I would rely on if I was the governor, would be the Texas Rangers, or some similar outfit under direct command and control of the governor to provide protection to prevent the governor, lieutenant governor, and any other state officials from being arrested. It would be a massive confrontation, to say the least. I don't know the politics of Travis County. I'd be surprised if they still have an elected sheriff maintaining the constitutional authority that sheriffs enjoy in most of the states, because that kind of sheriff is the highest law enforcement official in that county and can tell the FBI or U.S. Marshals to take a hike and leave his country. And that's well known, well understood in law enforcement all over the country. And that's the way it is in counties that maintain an elected sheriff who retains his traditional powers. Maybe one of our listeners can do a quick research or already knows if the sheriff in Travis County is elected or appointed. That may become a critical thing real quick, couldn't it, Chance?
It could. And, you know, again, I don't let fear, you know, dictate our actions. However, it's something that we need to watch very carefully. And you're absolutely right about the sheriff. I will find out if that's an elected or an appointed position. If I understand this correctly, John, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but an elected sheriff can't be fired. Is that correct?
Well, there's 50 states. I know the law in the state of Missouri. The only person that can arrest the elected sheriff is the coroner in the state of Missouri. The coroner retains that power, and we had that happen in Texas County of all places here in Missouri. My Friday guest Marie Lassiter is the coroner of Texas County, and she had to arrest the sheriff down there. It was not a pleasant experience, but there was no choice. It had to be done. But that's Missouri law, and I don't know the laws in the other 49 states who has that authority.
That's an odd choice for the coroner, who is not a law enforcement person, to be able to arrest
the sheriff. That's who they picked, and that decision was made probably more than a century ago, probably back in the 19th century, most likely. And that's Missouri law. So it's going to vary from state to state. We got 50 states and 50 sets of laws governing these states. But it's coming to a head in Texas, isn't it?
It is. So, this Supreme Court Justice Roberts, it was his vote that put it over the top. We couldn't, on our own border, Texas couldn't put up the wire, the razor wire, and interfere with any customs and border, protection.
All that vote did was kick it back to the Court of Appeals at a lower level. So it's not over till the fat lady sings, and the fat lady has not sung yet. It's not a Supreme Court ruling in the traditional sense of the word. It was simply a denial of an appeal is what it was. But now, how far are you from the border with Mexico, if I may ask?
About 3.5 hours.
3.5 hour drive. So we're looking at 200 miles or so.
Yeah, about that. I've already got some buddies that are down there. One of my friends is actually a truck driver. He was part of that convoy. And what they're saying is, look, if you want to go down and, support our governor and support the efforts that we're trying to accomplish, by protecting our borders, that's fine. But leave your guns at home. The violence, anything like that is just going to set off a bomb and give, the liberals another excuse, for an insurrection, right? So we don't need that. We really don't need that. But we should support this state. We should support their efforts and back our governor up. Governor Abbott's an interesting character, John. I've watched him over the years, and, he loves his country, but he can be, aggressive, right? A lot of people don't like him. But I think he's doing the right thing here. If the federal government's not going to protect our borders, I think that we have the right to protect our Texas border.
Absolutely. Well, recently, I can't give you the citation on a show. He was governor. Abbott was on. He refused to say anything adverse or any harsh words at all about the World Economic Forum, which he's participated in the past and seems to be a big supporter of. I think the whole thing is possible, is a setup to achieve a goal that people simply aren't aware of, that goal being conflict between the people and the federal government. We have 25 states with joining Texas, which makes a majority of 26 out of 50 states, supporting Governor Abbott's move. Are you now? You may know more about this than I do, but I know Florida has sent Florida Highway Patrol to help Texas. Have any of these other 24 states actually sent somebody, or they just talked so far?
No. If my understanding is, Arkansas and New Mexico have sent some law enforcement and volunteers, by the way, that's pretty cool, down to help out. But again, John, we don't need a red flag event. We don't need someone popping off rounds. We don't need any violence at all. We need to show up in solidarity for our governor's actions to protect our state. Again, I find it very interesting. Right now, Colorado and New York, they're screaming at the top of their lungs, get these guys, get these illegals out of here. We can't take any more, right? They're flooding the streets. They're causing, committing crimes, rape, murder. I mean, it's out of control. But they asked for it, you know, being a
They did ask for it. They said the following. Please send me low IQ criminals. Please send me low IQ mental institution patients. Please send me people that have diseases that our doctors have never seen before. Please send them here. That's what sanctuary cities did.
Yeah. No, no.
And I got what they asked for, didn't they?
They did, you know. Be careful what you pray for. Be careful what you ask for. I don't know if you've seen some of the images that are coming out of both New York, Chicago, Denver, and L.A., but it's incredible how they're allowing this situation to continue on. I mean, the courthouse with, tents and sleeping bags and people urinating all over the sidewalks. You know, it's insane. It absolutely is insane. There was a case of one of these buses. I don't know if Mike Adams was talking about this, but on one of these buses, a Venezuelan got off the bus with a young mother and her child and raped her within 10 minutes of getting off the bus.
And the mother and child were on the bus also?
Yes, sir. Central America.
Well, certainly third world countries have a great opportunity to get rid of, eliminate the expense of housing prisoners, which housing prisoners is a lot of expense for food, shelter, clothing, medical treatment, guards. Empty out the mental institutions, same thing, food, shelter, clothing, the staff that works in these mental hospitals. So it's a really a win-win situation for these third world countries to empty out these expensive places where they maintain these people, isn't it?
Oh, sure. With a country like Venezuela that, their currency is just shot. It's gone. Their country is falling apart. They don't need any extra expenses. But that doesn't make it right. On top of that, there's organizations, John, you might already know this, across the world that are setting up these areas for people to get to the U.S. border by bus. They give them food, give them
American
water.
Red Cross, the American Red Cross. I've been donating blood at the request of my doctor to change the quality of my blood to make it better. And I'm not going to donate blood through the Red Cross anymore. It's simply not going to happen. I'll have to find some other way to donate blood. But the American Red Cross I've been at odds with them since when I was in Vietnam. I was at an air base, and there was no chow hall there, no place to buy food. But the Red Cross had a donut deli there with donuts and coffee that you had to buy. Ever since then, I've never had good thoughts about the Red Cross at all.
No, I can understand that. That makes a lot of sense. The Red Cross has become pretty political. As a young man, I volunteered for a while, but it's not the same Red Cross anymore. Just like FEMA, FEMA has its own politics, and you see those politics in every disaster. When it comes to issues like this, it's almost treasonous, in my opinion, is to support these illegal aliens getting to the U.S. border. It's almost treasonous, right? So,
it depends on how you define treason, but the classic definition of treason is giving aid and comfort to an enemy. And many of these men and women are, in fact, enemies of the United States.
Agreed. And so, yeah, I'd like to see some accountability. We're not going to see that until we get a new administration, John. I'm sorry to say that. The left are running wild right now, and they're trying to stay in power. I really hope.
Here's a break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be a bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details, or visit 3DBunkers.com.
No food, no lights, no overpower, not a single luxury. Like Robinson Crusoe, it's primitive as can be.
Don't be a victim. Is your home and car protected from an EMP event, or will you be a victim? EMP Shield will protect your home, car, or generator from the damaging effects of an electromagnetic pulse and lightning. Folks, this is the exact equipment the Department of Defense uses to protect their infrastructure, and each unit comes with $25,000 of insurance coverage. To get a $50 discount on each unit purchased, go to thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Or call the toll-free order line 24 hours a day. 800-592-9543. That's 800-592-9543. Don't be a victim.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Rebs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're going to sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. It is Wednesday, the 31st day of January. This hour is sponsored by Simply Clean Foods, where all the food is non-GMO. Much of it is organic. You ready for our first caller here, Chance?
Yes, let's do it.
Okay, Charlie in Florida. Good morning, Charlie.
Oh, hey, John. How you doing, Chance? By the way, I tried that tea that you sent the other day, and it's excellent. I love it.
Thank you.
Matter of fact, I don't know. But I slept better that the first night after drinking that tea. I had the tea during the afternoon, and when I went to bed that night, I slept better than I have in years. I don't know why it would affect that, but I know it was noticeably different, my sleep. I don't know why.
Yeah, appreciate that, Charlie. It's the ashwagandha, which is a Korean ginseng that helps your mind focus and also relieve stress, and that's a big part of that. Is a lot of us at night, you know, we have a lot on our mind. Well, that ginseng just calms your mind down and lets you get some good rest.
Well, let me tell you how much a difference it made. Okay, I have an enlarged prostate, and usually I'll wake up a couple of times a night. Right, I'll get like 4 or 5 hours, maybe 4 hours, and I'll wake up. first night that I had this tea, I slept 8 hours, almost, no, I slept 9 hours without having to wake up. I couldn't believe it. I woke up, it was 10 o'clock in the morning. I never sleep that late. I always wake up around 7 o'clock. You know? I couldn't believe it. It was unbelievable. And I've had good night's sleep ever since, every night I have. So I'm definitely going to be ordering more of that tea. It's wonderful. And anybody wants, I would highly recommend it for anybody that has, you know, wants to get more rest at night or whatever, because it really works for me. I've been sleeping 6 hours, 7 hours ever since I started drinking it every night without having to wake up. So
wow, that's awesome.
That's great. That's great.
Charlie? Yeah, we're experiencing the same thing here. I have to set an alarm now if I want to get up at 6 o'clock, because my body just wants to, you know, continue to rest. And so I am so happy to hear that. And I am so glad. Stay tuned to the show, Charlie, because after John's announcement, I want to talk about a brand new product that we're launching this week.
I sure will. Listen, I'm calling about some things that are going on down at the border. There's some interesting things happening down there. There's been, I don't know if you know about it, but there's a guy on YouTube, and he's saying that there were explosions at some kind of place down there in Texas where they process food. And
a chicken. Oh, the chicken plant.
Patrick Comfrey. Patrick Comfrey,
yeah,
on YouTube.
That was a big chicken plant. Go ahead, Charlie.
Big chicken plant, right.
Yep. Oh, okay. You guys know about it. I didn't know about it. But, yeah, he's thinking that maybe it might be. These people, I don't know if you were talking about it earlier, but you mentioned the Red Cross. But there's a Jewish organization, but the main one is the UN. I don't know if you guys knew this, but the UN is the one who's paying. It just came out recently. The UN has been paying billions of dollars to send people from all over the world to come into our country down there. And they're supporting a lot of these other organizations that are sending people in, like the Red Cross and this other Jewish organization. But I said one time before, I think maybe that some of these people coming across might be UN troops. There's no doubt that the UN is sending people into our border. And they're paying for these people to go through Mexico, everywhere. There's an organization called Muckraker. You can look them up on YouTube, too. But this guy actually went through the whole process. They went down through the border and were allowed themselves to go with the people that were coming up through the border, and they filmed it all, you know, as smugglers. And everywhere they went, the UN was giving out aid, maps, and money. They're supposedly, the UN is paying for 630-something thousand people to come into our country every year, at least, and that they're funding that many people. So we've got a real problem down there. I don't know what's going to happen. We've got, there's a million ways that these people can get to us down there. So it's a problem.
You know, Charlie, you have to ask yourself, just saying that out loud, what's the UN's agenda, in your opinion?
I think they want to start a war in the United States. I think they want to start a civil war in the United States. That's what I think.
Well, that's where we're headed. If this continues, it's exactly where we're headed.
They want to take control for a lot of reasons, for not just the UN, but for the World Economic Forum and all these other agendas that they have coming down the line. That's what I believe.
What are your thoughts, John?
Well, first of all, the United Nations has no troops. What they do is they pay various countries, typically third world countries, because it's a lot cheaper, like to wear the blue beret and act on behalf of the United Nations. We had that in Somalia and in other places. We had really bad as a consequence. Charlie, thank you for your call. We appreciate it. Here's our Bound Hour break. We'll be right back.
Truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Charles de Gaulle once said, actually, it's difficult to envision in this regard any other criterion, any other standard than gold. Yes, gold, which does not change in nature, which can be made into either bars, ingots, or coins, which has no nationality, and which is considered in all places and all times the immutable and fiduciary value par excellence. So when the question is, why gold? It's simple, my friends. The answer to that question is simply, why not? Like it or not, precious metals will always be the world's reserve currency. Even though nations do not define their currency by their worth in, say, gold, individuals still buy gold and silver to protect themselves from inflation. The more money a nation's central bank pours into the economy, the less valuable its currency, the dollar is, which means the price of everything else rises. $21 up for a bag of dog food. Seeing that the dollar is cheap, that's why the cost of everything goes up. It's because the buying power, the value of the dollar, has tanked. It's worth nothing. And yet gold that your family would have owned in 1907 will buy at least the same amount of goods, if not far more. William McPhee once stated, it's extraordinary how many emotional storms one may weather in safety if one is ballasted with ever so little gold. The truth about money, gold versus cash in a crisis, gold, a valuable thing to store, the power of gold in times of crisis. Historical sketch of paper currency. Oh, and beware the ides of rare coin dealers. And Alan Greenspan's speech on gold and economic freedom. How interesting. I'm going to give you gold and silver in 5 easy lessons. Seeking out the most efficient and most secure route to owning gold and converting it into widely accepted currency is the next best thing to enjoying gold-backed currency, my friends. In a world of central bankers hell-bent on devaluing our savings, you need to own private gold standard. Contact me, Jeffrey Bennett at Kettle Moraine Limited, by calling our phone number at 602-799-8214. That's 602-799-8214.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton, old town there. I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on frosty morning. And I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. My website is thelibertyman.com. If you're interested in the worst crime in human history taking place right now, that would be the consequences of the COVID-19 vaccination clot shot. My COVID panel has more than 200 articles and videos, including articles and videos by Dr. Michael Yaden, former vice president at Pfizer, former director of medical research at Pfizer. He says that the COVID vaccinations are designed and meant to kill and hurt people. They're not side effects. They're the direct intended effects. And, of course, all the dozens and dozens of other articles there, including the 9 pages, single-spaced, of all the side effects that of the Pfizer vaccine that a judge ordered Pfizer to release. They wanted them held for decades into the future, but they got released, and that's there also. You can print it out and read it. All right. We have with us Chance, of course, the proprietor of Simply Clean Foods, where all the food is non-GMO. Much of it is organic. And tell us about what's going on at Simply Clean Foods, if you would, Chance.
Absolutely. So I've got some really good news I want to share. But first, just to let folks know, we just roasted coffee yesterday. It was pouched yesterday. This is that Honduran organic coffee that I don't just say it. All of our customers that have subscribed you know, on a monthly basis, say it's the smoothest coffee they've ever had. And so go to thelibertyman.com, click on the Simply Clean Foods banner, and that'll take you right to Simply Clean Foods. Just type in coffee in the search bar. That will take you right there, as well as Super Tea, which will probably blend some more up today. It's going pretty quick. Here's the news, John.
Okay.
So I was very fortunate to meet a gentleman from Leander, Texas. It was a really odd way that we made acquaintance, but he's in his 70s. His name is Wayne, and he's a bit of an inventor, artist, very creative person, has done a lot in his life. One of the things that he has mastered is making colloidal silver. If you guys don't know, colloidal silver is, for the listeners, it's a liquid that has suspended silver in distilled water or any type of clean water, structured water, for example. And silver's been used for centuries before there were antibiotics. Doctors used to use silver to act as an antibiotic to kill germs and bacteria in the human body. Even dentists used to use it. And it was a home remedy for someone that had a cold, a flu, or a fever. And so what's amazing about our new colloidal silver is Wayne has figured out how to push more silver in using 99.99% silver than the average colloidal silver out there. So it's 15 parts per million, but it starts with a higher content of silver, and that's about, you know, the peak where you want to be. Any more than that isn't necessary. It's not going to do any good. So we've taken this silver that Wayne has produced right here in Texas, and we've bottled it in an amber, a dark amber bottle, because it doesn't like sunlight, with a flip top lid. This is a very high quality bottle, can be reused over and over again. John, you've seen these bottles that have the flip top, remember, the cork?
Yes. Right.
So that's what type of bottle this is. It's 16 ounces. You can also find that on our website. I would encourage anyone that has, you know, wants to have something in their pantry or in their medicine cabinet to get a bottle or two of this. It has a shelf life of about 2 years. So you can stock up on this and use it every single day. Just a tablespoon is all that it takes every day. You can do it twice a day, but in the morning or in the evening, that's what we do. So we're really, really proud and very happy to be able to offer this new product.
Well, that's outstanding, and it's wonderful that you're offering it, and I hope people will take advantage of it, Chance. All right. What direction would you like to go next, sir?
Well, I just I don't want to spend too much time on this Texas thing, but I would say, you know, folks, keep your ears open. There's a possibility that if this gets out of hand, the governor, through the legislative process in Austin, our elected officials, as well as a few other states, are looking at seceding. Because it's in our charter, seceding from the United States, becoming its own sovereign country. I don't know, John, what that looks like. I don't know how, you know, how well we would do it. We are the richest state in the U.S. We do have our own National Guard and Air National Guard. We do have the ability to protect ourselves. But what does that look like? You know, I don't know.
Well, it's a fast-changing world, isn't it, sir?
It is, man. You can't you just can't keep up with everything that's going on. And then what's coming out of Washington, you know, Washington, D.C., it's almost, you can't You can't write this stuff. I mean, if you were to say, if you were to go back in time and mention some of the things that have happened just in the past 2 or 3 years to, you know, our elected officials, they'd be like, no way. There's no way that this happened, right?
Waited until the greatest generation, the 12 million men and women who wore uniforms in World War II, until they were mostly dead, until they started pulling off this crazy stuff of having men in the military dress up like women in women's uniforms, women soldiers doing the same thing, dressing up in men's uniforms. We have a man wearing a female naval officer's uniform representing the United States in international conferences. How embarrassing. Another man, he was stealing the women's clothes. What was his position? It was dealing with nuclear waste, wasn't it, I believe?
I heard something about that.
Yeah. Stealing women's clothes and once again, going to conferences representing the United States of America while wearing women's attire. And all these other bizarre, crazy things going on. They waited till the greatest generation was gone, didn't they?
They did, and that's an interesting way to look at it, you know. Our forefathers, those that came before us and fought for our freedoms, would turn over in their graves. Like you say, World War I, World War II, Vietnam veterans. You know, you just, I can't fathom just in the past 10 years the changes here in our own country. It is very embarrassing. I'm sure countries like Russia, China, and other countries that, you know, I don't know if I want to say this on air, but I'll just say it. Some of the things that we support here, you know, with transvestites and things like that, you know, that's a crime punishable by death in other countries, right? Right. And we're pushing it on our children. We're pushing it on, cities and states across the country, some worse than others, like California, Washington, Oregon, New York, et cetera, right? The blue states, taking rights away from the parents, indoctrinating our children through the educational system, giving them porn, in the libraries. It's right. Just it's too much. I mean, I would encourage, if anyone disagrees with me, call in and let's talk about it. But it's disgusting, John, and you know, all we can do is just try to be good husbands, good fathers, good friends, and support, you know, what we can support. There's some things that we just can't control.
That's right. Well, things have become so strange in so many ways. I'll give a good example here. Let's say, you know, Chance, you're a high school graduate, you're a bartender, and a man comes in with his 15-year-old daughter and orders a shot of whiskey for both of them. If you serve the 15-year-old daughter a shot of whiskey, you've committed a crime, haven't you?
That's true.
Of course you have. Now, the same man takes his 15-year-old daughter to a surgeon who's a Harvard Medical School graduate and orders his daughter's breast cut off. There's no crime at all, is there?
No crime whatsoever.
Now, the crime of serving a shot of whiskey to the daughter, bad things connected to the shot of whiskey will be gone in 3 to 4 hours at the most.
Right.
The bad things resulting from the girl's breast being cut off is permanent and can't be changed. One's a crime. The other receives a payment from the insurance company. Is
well
something
said.
Strange and broken about that? I mean, really?
Oh, absolutely. Well said. Well said. Look, I mean, the same thing goes, let's get back to the border just for a second, okay? The fentanyl, I don't know if you're following this, but the fentanyl coming into this country and the deaths that are related to fentanyl are out of control, not just here in Texas. It's across the U.S. And one of the people that we follow, I think it was Dave Hodges, said, you know, a lot of that fentanyl, guess where it's being produced? China.
Right. Exactly.
You know, I mean, I think I mentioned last week on the show, there was a young girl talking about a, you know, bars. She was in a club, 21st birthday, celebrating, you know, the first time she was able to drink legally. One of her friends had bought some, what she thought was ecstasy from someone at the club. She took ecstasy for the first time, died on at the club on the floor because it was laced with fentanyl.
That's right. Well, multiply that times several thousand. We're losing, what, 100,000 Americans a year to fentanyl poisoning?
If not more. Yeah. If not more. It's an epidemic, John. It's an epidemic. And, you know, this is just, as someone said, Governor Abbott, this should be what he's talking about. So let's stop talking about the legal mumbo jumbo. Let's talk about the fentanyl coming across the border. That's the real crime. That's a major, major issue that affects every state. And he should address that as an epidemic, just like, you know, anything else that would come into our country, killing our people.
That's right. Well, people need to be aware of this and do what they can at the local level, don't they?
Well, yeah. So it comes back to education. That's what we're doing now. It comes back to community. You know, speaking with people about these issues in a way that, you know, is informative, number one, and writing to your mayors, your legislatures, your legislators locally, and then your senators, representatives, and, you know, the administration. You know, make your voice heard. That's where it starts.
That's right. That's right. And most important of all, at least it is very important, is make sure your sheriff is a patriotic constitution supporting sheriff. If that sheriff is not, then find a candidate, another law enforcement officer that is a patriotic constitution supporting sheriff, and support that sheriff in the next election. Majority sheriffs in this country are, in fact, patriotic constitution supporting sheriffs, but there's a few here and there that aren't, and it's critical. And our opposition, the socialists, communists, Democrats, Muslims, they know and they fear a constitution, a patriotic sheriff. They really do fear men and women who hold that office and have that belief system.
Agreed. Absolutely agreed. You know, we have an election coming up here locally in our county, not just for the sheriff, but for the county commissioner and constable. So I don't know if you have constables in your area, John, but they
No, we haven't had constables since the early 1950s. They're done away with.
Yeah, we have a lot of them here throughout Texas and just about every county. The constable is assist the local sheriffs and police department by taking some of the workload off of these agencies, right? So, you know, the constable worked here with the justice of the peace and does have the power to arrest, issue citations, and whatever's necessary, they assist the local police department as well. And so, yeah, even the constable, you know, find out what you can about your local officials that are coming up for reelection, do your homework and get the right people in there. It's
critical. It's critical. It is not optional. It is absolutely critical. There's not much our listeners can do at the national level, really. There's not much at all. If you happen to be on a first-name basis with a U.S. senator, that's great, or a U.S. congressman. But otherwise, not much we can do at the national level. But there's a lot we can do at the local level, isn't there, Chance?
Agreed. You can become you can run for office yourself at, you know, your local city, state, county. You can run for positions to make a difference. But you said, yeah, it's critical. It's your duty, John. I think it's your duty to protect your family and your community, to get the right people in office that support the U.S. Constitution, support our local laws, and, you know, support, you know, the families, right? So I think that's really, really important. Yes, sir.
Absolutely it is. Well, it's not over till the fat lady sings. There's a lot of things going on, a lot of moving parts to this. There's going to be some massive lawsuits regarding Title VII of the Civil Rights Act of 1964. I'll give you an example. United Airlines has publicly announced that they will not be hiring the best qualified pilots to be pilots of United Airlines aircraft, that they'll be making decisions based on race. That's a violation of federal law to make race-based discrimination hiring. They can't do that. But they've announced publicly that they will. And I can see, I've worked with, you know, a number of law firms. I can see law firms licking their lips over the big judgments they'll be getting.
Let's talk about that after.
Here's our break. We'll be right back.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, Tom Bolton for EaseOff. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Here's a point, 7,000 RPM, where everything fades. The machine becomes weightless, just disappears. And all that's left is a body moving through space and time. 7,000 RPM, that's where you need it. You feel it coming, creeps up on you close in your ear. Ask you a question, the only question that matters. are you?
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, massive lawsuits on the way because of intentional, openly, publicly violating Title VII of the Civil Rights Act of 1964. It couldn't happen to a nicer bunch than the Fortune 500 companies like United Nations could have chance.
Tell me a little bit more about that, John.
Well, 1964, the Civil Rights Act was passed. It's now Title VII. And it makes it against federal law to hire people based on race.
Right.
Pure and simple. You can't do that. You simply cannot do that. But United Airlines has publicly announced that they are doing it. They're doing it right now. By in the next several years, by the next 10 years, they hope that half their pilots will be hired not based on how good they can fly an aircraft, but be hired on the basis of their race, be hired on a color race based on the color of their skin. That's illegal. You can't do that. You simply can't do that. And it's one thing to commit a crime. Most criminals attempt to conceal the criminal act. But here we have United Airlines publicly announcing that they're committing a crime. That announcement's going to be part of the lawsuits filed against them. How about that?
Well, I have two things I want to talk to you about. Number one, if I were a pilot, and a skilled pilot, right? And I applied to United Airlines for a position, and because of my race, if I was a Caucasian, for example, and I didn't get hired over someone who had less experience, I would sue them, number one, right?
Right.
Number two, it happens, John, all over the country through all types of corporations, they have, mandated that certain, a certain percentage of employees must be women, must be, African-American, must be Latino, and they'll pass up more qualified applicants for those same jobs just to meet, that agenda. So, yeah, I see what you're saying, and, they need to be accountable for that, for sure.
Absolutely. Well, I don't know. All these places, these Fortune 500 companies, they have in-house counsel and typically have outside counsel as well. I don't know if these policies were ran by inside counsel and given a green light, which they should not have been, or outside counsel, same thing. It's the lawyer's job to advise their client, whether they work for them or not, to do the right thing and not do the wrong thing. Chance, thank you. We appreciate it. Look forward to having you back next Wednesday.
Thank you, sir.
Top of the hour break. We'll be back with Professor McKinney. Stay tuned.
One of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.